Welcome to Sealing God's People with your host, Dennis Beard. The present proceeding word of God, the truth, going on unto charity, adding to your faith, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance patience godliness, the God life, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. Charity is not love. Charity is the full progression to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ unto a perfect man. There, those that rejoice in the truth realize that there is a perfecting of the body of Christ to the measure of the stature of Jesus, for whom he did foreknow, them he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And those that he did predestinate, them he called. Them that he called, he also justified. Them that he justified, he also glorified to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. There we find the work of the ministry. God is sealing those now that will be used in this last day proclamation of the gospel of Jesus. He's sealing the servants of God in their forehead. Now, on the 19th of January, 2019, had a visitation from the Lord in Transmara, Kenya, Africa, after preaching in a Messiah tribal church in a morning service, about 4 hours there of preaching, them receiving the word of God. We received a visitation from our Lord Jesus Christ. And there was visions there that he gave, but during that 2 hour period, he spoke saying, "Seal my people by my word, even as I send my angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, so send I you." From that time, we started doing podcasts. The good news that Africa received it readily, with all readiness of mind. So did India, Pakistan. They received the word of God and following it with over 1,000 ministers in Africa alone. Now, the truth that we had 3/4 of our downloads, over 50,000 downloads since 2019 in America. However, we have not heard from America. We've heard from Africa, Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, all through India, Pakistan, from there in Karachi, Sialko, Faisalabad, all these places. But we haven't heard from the ministers, from the servants of God in America. Therefore, I'm asking you, through this divine command that we have received of our Lord Jesus Christ, a mandate to bring this to the people in the service of God in America, in the United States. Over 3/4 of the downloads are here in America. Now, we're in a small town in Longview, Texas. That's East Texas. We are ready to travel. And we have our own buses. We have our own instruments. We have a gospel tent. If you would like to have a gospel tent meeting, it'll hold over 3,000 in that tent in your area. Simply call, notify me, and we will set it up for you. If you have a church and God dealing with you, the Holy Ghost bearing witness with your spirit, then contact me. Bring this to your church. There's some of you that have moved. You've called me and you spoke from Houston, Texas. You're from the Los Angeles area in California, and you move because God moved you out because of the perfecting of the body of Christ in these last days and the Elijah ministry. But there's so much more to the revelation of Elijah that will restore all things. For the heavens must receive Jesus till the times of the restitution, a restoration of all things, Acts 3, 20 and 21. What are we saying? Contact me. You that God has dealt with, our Lord Jesus Christ, stand with us. We need your finances. We have crusades right now in Africa, and we need the funds to go. If God dealing with you and you have a heart for missions, then send us an offering there, and it's tax exempt and they're tax deductible for your tax donation, the ministry that you have given there for the gospel of Jesus Christ in Africa, India, Pakistan. Now, we need to hear from you in America. God's dealing with you. God's speaking to you. He's doing his job. We need to hear from you. We're ready to come. We have a gospel team, a ministry team that we have our own instruments, gospel tent, travel trailers, motor homes to meet you there. And those of you that feel to stand with us, we need to hear from you, not on your prayers, but your generous donations by which we can keep these podcasts coming to and throughout the world. They are receiving it greatly in Africa. Over 1,000 ministers, just a great move of God. Same way in India and Pakistan, but the greatest there being Africa. We need to hear from you in America. There, the contact information is on your screen. Contact me. My email address is dennis@dennisbeard.org. The phone, there, the cell, simply call 903-746-4885. If I do not answer, leave a message. I'll get right back to you. And let's set meetings up and get this word going. Because God said it in Malachi, the 4th chapter, behold, I send you my servant Moses. I send you Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. He would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And the book of Malachi ends. Then we find Jesus there in Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration. We see Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. But it's Jesus only is the revelation. Why? Because Moses did judgment miracles and famished all the gods of Egypt. It was not Moses doing it, but the Christ that was in Moses. How do we know that? Because in 1 Peter 1, verse 10 and 11, that all the Old Testament prophets searched diligently into the grace that should come unto us, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ that was in them when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Well, the sufferings of Christ and that Christ, the Spirit, is how all the Old Testament prophets prophesied. In Moses, it was not Moses, it was Christ in Moses. Elijah and all the kingdom miracles that he did, it was not Elijah, but the Christ that was in Elijah. And of course, on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter said, and wist not knew what he said, let us build here three booths, three sukkahs, one for you, Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah. But he wist not what he said. Why? Because it's that revelation on that mountain apart, that if you have great faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will speak to this mountain, that mountain of transfiguration, and be thou removed to yonder place, from hence to yonder place, in this present day move of God, and it will obey you. Those that are hearing the word of God, having a spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and having a spirit to an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, it's time for us to move. It's time for you to bring this word to your area. Contact Dennis Beard Ministries. There is dennisbeard.org, sealinggodspeople.org, sealinggodspeople.com. We need to hear from you. I will expect to hear from you an email or a phone call. And let's get this word in your area for you and the people and the servants of God in your area to be sealed. It's a great move of God. And he will confirm his word with signs, miracles, divers, wonders, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. We know that God will. We sing The Blind Eyes Open, The Deaf You Speak and Hear, all in Africa, simply confirming this great word that God is doing now. Therefore, until the next time, this is Brother Dennis Beard saying, behold, the real Jesus.